Look, I'm going to tell you exactly why you're unhappy. And it's pretty much the exact same thing that caused me to be unhappy for many, many years. Without really knowing that there was really nothing wrong with me in the first place. Literally every single person made me feel like I was retarded. Not just retarded. Forget about the word. I don't literally mean it in the literal sense. But, you know, they knock you off your feet, right? When I'm talking about someone who literally spends their entire life trying to please other people, make everybody comfortable, right? Like me, the thing you learn about me is that I'm the most selfish person in the world. And when I tell it to someone, I do it to spark conversation because I love conversation. You'll never hear me say, stop judging me, because what does that do? That automatically and instantaneously closes the conversation. It doesn't create conversation. There's nothing to talk about. It means that you want to win a conversation, so you're already telling a person, you're racist. Stop judging me, right? I love dialogue because I know why you're unhappy, and it's the same reason why I was unhappy, right? And the reason is because you're getting fat from all the shit that you're keeping in, right? How is it possible that a person who claims to be such a giver and loves giving is so affected by so many things and is so full of emotion? It's very simple. You spend your entire life giving and giving and giving and giving. And every single person knows you to be a giver, right? So what does that person do? Literally nothing. He's just taking, right? And we get mad at him for taking and not giving. But the reality is, and I heard this once from Gary Vee. And I always thought about it, even before I heard it, from Gary Vee and Justin Bieber's manager. Forgot his name. Very nice, beautiful person. And it took my thoughts and my emotions and my feelings about how I really felt about it, and it made me realize that, wow, there's, you know, forget about what you think and what you know. You don't like being inspired by others? It's amazing to be inspired by others, because you literally, it's like going to therapy within yourself. You take what you know and it just becomes better. It gets magnified. He said, the reason why a person who always gives gets upset is because all you do is you give and you give and you give and you give. And the people you're giving to, they're the receivers. You're just the giver. A person who gives doesn't need to receive. You have so much love. You have so much everything. You want to give it. But the problem is in life is that the person or the people that you're giving to, they're the receivers. They don't know that you yourself need help. Right? So it's not that they're ungrateful. You're helping them because you are grateful. So the challenge of a giver is what? Is to realize that it's okay that the person that you're giving to is maybe might seem to be unrealistic in the amount of giving that you're giving to them. But the truth is that if you're giving for the sole purpose of giving and not for the pride or the honor and stuff like that, then who the hell cares that they're not thankful, that they're not grateful? I always say, because I'm a very, very nice person and I have a deep voice, so people think that I'm mad sometimes, but everyone knows, it doesn't matter how much money I have in my pocket. I've had $0 for years at a time, and I have kids, and everyone knows me to be this super happy guy. It's because I talk about everything and I share my feelings and I talk about my emotions and I create dialogue and I give and I give and I give and I give. And the biggest challenge with me when I first gave, forget about money. I'm talking about emotions. You have a friend that's unhappy. My whole thing is like, how the hell can I be happy if my friend has a problem in life? It's just impossible. So when I said in the beginning of this thing, whatever you want to call it, this beautiful thing, is that I think about myself a lot. When I tell out to people to create dialogue and to spark conversation, they're like, what are you talking about? You don't think about yourself. You only think about others. Selfish, I tell them. And I tell them that the reason why I consider myself to be selfish is that because I only give and I like to help so much because I can't afford to see anybody around me upset or mad or angry. So the reason why I want you to be so happy so bad is so that me and myself, I can ultimately be happy. You understand? And I call that being selfish. It's obviously, in my opinion, the most amazing selfish anyone can ever have, because being selfish in general is, I can't see how anything good can come out of it. You understand? So a giver's biggest challenge, and just, you're not born a giver, you're not born a businessman. You could be, right? Just like you could be born rich. But then again, people criticize the rich person because he was born rich. So then would you want to be born something if you're criticizing a person for having a gold spoon in his mouth? Don't be a hypocrite. That's my one thing. I don't judge anybody. I love dialogue. I create conversation. You know, I spark convo with people, but I don't judge. You know, I judge within a conversation, right? Meaning I have conversation and I want you to prove me wrong. But I don't. My biggest thing also, by the way, is I call it the shoe theory, right? Is that the best way to help someone is to help them, not just to help them, to give, but to literally put them on their feet, right? Because I can right now tell you suck at business because you did something bad, or you're fat, or you're ugly, or you have a fucking hole in your shoe. But what I don't realize is that I'll go 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 weeks, months, years without seeing you, and that bad and negative comment is going to stick in your fucking head, and it's going to drive you crazy, and it's going to say, why did you have to say that? Why? Why did you have to be so negative? Now, it's your fault for taking that as criticism, whether it's constructive or not. You chose to be angry, right? But then again, me as the person who says everyone's mean, I'm not. I'm saying in general, people, all they do is say everyone's mean, everyone's this, blah, blah, blah. But then again, they always tend to go after the person that has money or that's rich. They like being surrounded by people that are assholes, but all they fucking do is complain about assholes, right? So my big thing, which is called the shoe theory, is that a person who you're trying to help, right? And this is another way I go to spark conversation, right? First is the thing where I say that I only think about myself. And the second thing, which blows everyone's mind, is I go up to someone when I'm having conversation with them about this, about giving, and about, you know, just ups and downs in life, is I say, you know, you have a fucking hole in your shoe and it's disgusting. Or you probably have a hole in your shoe. It's disgusting. It looks like crap. And they'll be like, what do you mean? And I'll say, I'll tell you what I mean. I don't care about your shoe. All I'm trying to do is prove to you a point that if I was to treat you like that, because there's no way that I should do it just for no reason. Why would I want to tell you that shirt looks bad on you, or you're not wearing enough gel in your hair, or your spikes aren't at 180 degree angle? A whole bunch of nonsense and stupid stuff could be said about anyone. But what good? How does that make me feel? Why do I want to go on your business, whether you have, you sell stuff online or you have a delivery service? Why would I want to go and leave a bad review? I don't know what kind of fucking work you put into your business. I have no idea. I have no idea. Right? So if I go right now and tell you that your shoes look like crap, my thing is that I have to put you on your feet. If I'm only doing it constructively because I honestly truly care about you, right? Then what should I do? First of all, I have to know exactly what size shoe you wear and the exact brand, maybe place that you bought the shoe, because there's no way in hell I'm going to tell you that your shoe looks like crap if I'm not willing to invest into a brand new pair of shoes with my money, not yours, and give you a brand new pair. And then take the other ones and throw them in the garbage. But if I'm not doing that, then I shouldn't be giving you advice. I can't give you advice and tell you what school to go to or to drop out of college, because I'm not going to spend the rest of my life with you. So why would I want to tell you something just to act cool or make it seem like I know what the fuck I'm talking about, when in reality, you're the one who's living your own life, right? If a person who wants to help, and I'm just saying this because if you want to be truly happy in life, you have to understand that if the true meaning of giving and our biggest challenge and test as givers is to give for the sole purpose of giving and not to get anything back in return. And what's so hard about that is that people will take advantage of you. They'll take advantage of you. And then you come to realization after months, if you don't get upset about it, then you're almost perfect. If you do get upset about it, it's good. Because just like when you drop shit, say you take your coffee to work and you have your cereal on top of it, which happens to me a lot, and you're about to get in your car and then you spill the cereal because it was on top of the coffee, and then you lost 5 minutes of your day because you have to go back. You can spend 5 hours getting mad at it or just ruin your entire day, or you can say, ah, beautiful. I have this thing that I always say, which is, that didn't have to happen, but I'm happy that it did, right? Like, if I have this thing, if I have 3 things that I want to do today, first of all, for those people who have 100 things to do and they finish 99 tasks and they're so focused and mad at themselves for not finishing the last, you're just a fucking retard. You did 99 things, right? If you had 10 things on your list and you did 9 things, you're at 90%, right? So when I just said 30 seconds ago that one of my big things, I guess the third big thing you can call it, is that I say to myself a lot, almost all the time, every time I make a mistake, that didn't have to happen, but I'm glad that it did. It's when you make a mistake and you realize that you're human, it's okay. It's nothing, the world's not going to end. You know, you're 25, you're 30 years old, you're 20, you have a long time to live. Everyone says this world is huge, but it's so congested at the same time. You ever drove to like Orlando or Las Vegas and you look and there's valleys and there's trees for you can drive 2 hours and just see nonstop trees. Do you have any idea how big this world really is? We're living on this gigantic circle, right? And everyone says this world is, you know, what's happening in China is going to happen in the US and all these other places. No, it's not. And even if it does, there's so much space for everyone. You have problems, but so does everybody else. So grow a pair of balls, or if you're a girl, grow something, you know, and understand that you're, all you're doing is victimizing yourself, and it's very important for you to become successful, to first start helping people, open a door for someone, become selfish in that you want to be so nice to people because you want them to like you, but not only that, because you want the environment around you to be good and elegant and proper, whatever the hell positive word you could think of. Once you start creating all these positive scenarios around you, you will ultimately be happy. You'll ultimately be happy. The reason why you're fighting with your mom or your dad or your brother or your sister, it's funny, think about it, by the way, just please think about it. You're fighting with your parents and your sister and your brother, and you're so mad at them about God knows what. You know what? We'll talk about this in the next episode 4. I hope you guys enjoyed. This was episode 3 of my whatever you want to call it. I'm really happy. I'm really excited. I love helping people because, like I said, selfishly helps me. The more I talk to you, the more I realize how much more I have to work on myself and how unperfect I am and how I don't need to stress and be mad at everything and how life is truly amazing. Take care, guys. Have a good weekend. I'll talk to you soon.